once in a while the internet has arguments over stuff. Like, you know, some stuff we've discussed in the past, like, is a hot dog a sandwich?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, is Die Hard a Christmas movie and stuff like that. The latest one is families who share bars of soap. Okay?
Okay.
There's a school... Okay, so there's half the people are saying that an entire family sharing a bar of soap is disgusting. And if you do, you should have a washcloth. Or soap isn't that expensive. Just buy your own darn bar and just use your own bar of soap. Like, you should not be sharing bars of soap. But I feel like it's a classist thing because I grew up really poor in Coney Island, Brooklyn. You know that. And we had one bar of soap. I mean, I know that soap wasn't expensive, but it was more like, it was more a mentality.
We
it was
were
like,
so poor, we only had one bar of soap. It was 16 cents and we only had one.
It wasn't that cheap. But...
We washed our hair with it. We washed our feet with it. That was everything to us.
No, well, there was one bar of soap and we all shared it. My whole family, we shared the one bar of soap. Nobody used body wash or bath wash or any of that crap. And we didn't have all different soaps. It was one bar of whatever, Ivory soap or Irish Spring, whatever they chose, whatever was on sale that week. And that was the bar of soap. And you used it for your face, you used it for your body, and that's what you showered with. There was no discussion about who used the soap last or can we get a second bar. We always shared a bar of soap. I never even occurred to me that people have their own bars of soap.
Mm-hmm.
Until I went to camp. Like, I went to camp and I noticed, like, all the girls had little, it was so cute. They had, like, little plastic soap dishes and little toothbrush holders. And I know you don't share a toothbrush, mm-hmm. but it was so cute. Everyone had, like, their own bars of soap and you'd shower and you'd put it back in its little holder and then put it back in your little cubby and your little towel, you know. See, that made sense because it was, nobody was family. It was all strangers. So you should have your own stuff. Well, I mean, I even wore like shower shoes because I didn't want to stand where the other people were standing and possibly peeing, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But a family, I think families could share bars of soap.
I don't know. I mean, you're still going to have to pick up that bar of soap and see a little curly hair on it. And once you see that,
you wash it off. It's your family.
But it could be your brother's. That's just wrong.
Yeah, but so what? That's the curly hair's on the floor too. You just stepped on it. If you think the soap is the most disgusting thing in your house when you're a family, then you don't know anything about family or houses. Don't ever let me come in there with a blue light or a black light and show you all of the. Do you know all of the germs and the body excrement stuff that's all over your house right now? The soap is the cleanest thing you have.
I know, but just to see it, you pick up the... it's nasty. So, we did the same thing. We had one bar of soap. We walked up the hill both ways in the snow. Yeah, we had the same issue. One community bar of soap, one community shampoo. But now I can spend the extra $4 and get all the, you know, a whole pack of soap for myself.
Yeah, but so where do you keep it? I mean, the shower has one place for soap. What do you have, like four bars of soap sitting there? It looks ridiculous. It's just tons of soap.
Yeah, you have two different shelves and you have one bar on one shelf and one on another.
Yeah, but the mildew that's creating is worse for you. You breathe in that stuff and you step on that. That's worse for you than just sharing one damn bar of soap.
No, mildew is so much better than little black curly hairs. Little black curly hairs are disgusting.
Not health-wise. Health-wise, it is not.
Yeah, but in my head, it is. I'd much rather shower with mildew and mold.
So I have a bar of soap, obviously, and my boyfriend does not use my bar of soap because... He's too precious. He uses body wash with a washcloth. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that he grew up with six kids in his house. So there were eight people and there were only two bathrooms. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he was always, you know, so you share a bathroom basically with four people at a time. So he got used to sharing everything with everybody. So now that he's a big man and has his own place, he's not sharing nothing with nobody. He has his own everything, his own. We use the exact same shampoo. He gets his in a different flavor, different scent, just to not share a shampoo with me.
Right.
Like, we have two of everything in the shower, which is the dumbest thing in the world. Our shower, you would think 12 people lived here. If you went into that shower, if you saw all the products we have, then you'd be like, how many people live here? It's one bathroom.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was glad that you didn't have when we lived together. You didn't have 17 different things of shampoo and conditioner and all that around the tub. I hate that.
Well, only because there's only one brand that I used.
Right.
And there it was.
And you just had a big jar of it.
I have a giant jar of it. And every time I was out of it, I got another giant jar of it.
And it didn't take up, but most people have it lined up around the tub. So when you get into the tub, you kick it over.
You're knocking things over and you're standing there among like, and my favorite thing is when there's like only like a little drop left and they keep it there. I remember one time my boyfriend has a friend whose wife is a cleaning lady. So he said, you know, let's give her some business and have her come here and clean the house. I was like, I clean my own house. Well, just come on. She's only going to charge us $60. It's only $60. So I was like, fine. Okay, have her come clean the house. So the entire time I was here, so she's cleaning the bathroom and she comes out and she's like, Cooper, this bottle of shampoo is empty. Why is it in here? This bottle of conditioner is empty. I'm like, no, there's one more little bit in there. She's like, this is ridiculous. Throw this stuff out. So she made me aware of that. So now I have a lot less things in the shower because I used to keep like the little extras, you know, like the last drop of stuff, you know, and then so now because of her, because she shamed me that day, I don't do that anymore.
Because you'd line it up around the tub and it would all fall.
Right.
And make me insane.
Right.